You're listening to SBS News.
Prabowo Subianto once ran the Indonesian military's special forces. Now he's trying for a second time to win the presidency in this week's election. He's vowing to fight poverty and create jobs. His opponents question his authoritarian style and allegations of human rights abuses. His supporters, including many Muslims, favour his nationalist approach and promises to reduce the cost of living. In a South Jakarta neighbourhood, Yeti, a housewife, says she supports him.
I want grocery prices to be lower and household items to be cheaper.
But the man the New York Times once named one of Suharto's most aggressive and feared generals is also accused of human rights abuses, including the abduction of political activists more than 20 years ago. Melissa Crouch, an associate professor in law at the University of New South Wales, says he has an infamous reputation.
There are a lot of questions and concerns about his reputation and what that would then mean if he was to be elected.
Prabowo denies involvement. Many supporters, like fish broker Haji Jejun, believe him.
For the human rights offences he is accused of, it never has been proved. Try to prove that first, not just playing with rumours like that.
He's also unconvinced by President Joko Widodo's efforts to stimulate the economy.
Since the Jokowi administration began, we've mainly been fish merchants. By this time of the day, we haven't slept yet. The fish that is 5 days old hasn't been sold yet. How can this be a good thing?
Vedi Hadiz of the Asia Institute at the University of Melbourne says a Prabowo victory could bring vast changes to the world's third largest democracy.
I don't think that Prabowo would be successful in eradicating democracy, but I think you would see a lot more democratic regression.
And his nationalistic approach could bring an economic shift. His running mate has already vowed to rewrite the free trade agreement with Australia if elected. The polls still favour Jokowi, but the margin has narrowed in recent days. Rhiannon Elston, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.